In 2014, state auditors found little oversight for private probation companies. They found many were unfairly extracting fines and issuing unnecessary warrants. Matt Taylor worked on that first audit. He says laws passed last year did a lot to address those issues.
But there are still some things that the courts and the providers can include in the contracts to provide better direction for their day-to-day operations.
Taylor says a new follow-up audit was less rigorous, but it did find several courts could stand to update their contracts with probation companies to spell out best practices. Taylor says he does think progress is being made. Courts are at least having conversations with probation firms, and renegotiating contracts takes time. Sarah Tatanchi with the Southern Center for Human Rights says focusing on contracts misses the issue. She says the new laws are a step forward, but just a few months ago.
I think of one of our clients who was 8 months pregnant and was brought into court because she was behind on her fines and fees, and she was ordered by a judge to serve 100 days in jail.
That's just one example in the last year. She's frustrated the new audit eased off just because the laws changed. As for the progress Taylor cites,
it feels like such a spin. It feels like they're kicking the can down the road.
The State Department of Community Supervision says private companies handle probation for more than 250,000 cases in Georgia each year. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.